You must not really be a good father, because I don't think I can trust you to do what you said. Heart-palpitating anxiety and strong faith cannot coexist in the same heart for any length of time. One or the other is going to wear out. The incompatibility of worry and faith is really evident in Jesus' conclusion to his argument as to why we must stop worrying. Do not worry, then, saying, "What will we eat?" or "What will we drink?" or "What will we wear for clothing?" For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Verses 31 through 32. The word Gentiles is another term for unbelievers. They break their necks trying to get ahead, and well they should, since they are not trusting a heavenly Father to provide for them. But it doesn't make sense for us as Christians to wear ourselves out trying to do it all when our Father has the universe at his disposal. I mentioned my hard-working father, who was a stevedore on the docks in Baltimore. He would work overtime if he had to in order to feed us, but he did not have the universe at his disposal. My daddy's work loading and unloading ships was backbreaking, and there were also times when he would be out of work for weeks or even several months due to a union strike. When that happened, Daddy would go fishing to get food. He caught herring, which is a fish with about a million bones in it. Dad caught herring in nets, so we are talking about hundreds of herring. He would bring them home, and my mother would freeze them. We had herring and eggs, herring and bologna sandwiches, herring for dinner, and herring a la mode for dessert. Everything was herring. Trying to pick all the bones out of those little fish must have damaged me psychologically as a child, because from that time on I have hated fish and never eat it if I don't have to. But my point is that my earthly father was a good and faithful provider. He just didn't have anywhere near the resources of my heavenly father. Daddy had to fish when the herring were running, but my heavenly daddy created the fish that swam into my earthly daddy's net. I never worried that my father would not take care of me, even when he was out of work. Jesus is saying that when we let worry and anxiety dominate us, we are showing a lack of faith in God's ability and desire to provide. You can break free of anxiety strongholds. Are you ready to learn how to tear down that stronghold of anxiety the enemy has built in your heart and mind? Jesus gave us the answer. We need to change priorities. You may have memorized Matthew 6:33. Instead of worrying, Jesus said, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things."